lie down and then you...
With poop.
Initiating startup sequence.
Radio free readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show on Radio Free Redoubt. I am your host, John Jacob Schmidt, and we are here sounding the alarm, making the call out to God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots everywhere, and urging you to make your move to the mountain states of the Inland Pacific Northwest. That intro music there, that's an ominous reminder of coming danger. And that's what patriots, redoubters, are coming to the Inland Pacific Northwest for safety, for refuge, and coming to a region, making a demographic shift to a safe haven region where the numbers of patriots outnumber those who are not, to the conservative Inland Pacific Northwest. And those states consist of Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, Eastern Oregon, and Eastern Washington. So I want to take the time right now to thank all of you loyal listeners, those of you who are here with us every week and who have been with us from the start. I also want to thank our new listeners. I have to keep reminding myself that there are people that are new coming on board. And so I want to welcome you. This week I had a letter from a new listener, and he was asking about some reference material for some of the agencies out there that are apparently planning for a lockdown. They're planning for martial law. And he asked me for reference material for that, and I was thinking to myself, well, don't you remember from when we did the series on martial law and the police state, and we did a three-part series on that, and how could you have missed that? I put plenty of material on there to support, and references to support the case. And then I had to remind myself that we have a lot of new listeners. And so I want to welcome you. Also, while I'm welcoming people, welcome to those of you who are listening on Freedom 1610 AM in Grand Junction, Colorado, and to our international listeners, those listening right now in Canada, Australia, Germany, and Poland, welcome. And for the rest of you in multiple different countries who come to the Podbean site and listen to the recorded version, the podcast MP3 version of this throughout the week, thank you to all of you for your support. I want to thank all of you for your letters of support throughout the week. You have just been great. I hope you had a blessed New Year. And I hope that you are also blessed throughout the rest of the year. Although the way things are looking right now, it doesn't look like things are going to be really all that good. And it's kind of scary. But the Radio Free Redoubt is here not just to keep harping on the doom and gloom. We need to face the facts that we are living in very, very difficult times, just to put it mildly. And what's coming, what so many experts are predicting, could be a political collapse, a social collapse, an economic collapse. All of these things are real. The indicators are out there. And we want to offer not a voice of doom and gloom, but when we say we're the voice of the American Redoubt, our hope is that we will be just that, a message of hope, because it gives you an alternative. It gives you a plan. We hear from a lot of listeners that feel like they are very, very discouraged when they realize what we're up against. They know history. They know empires fall. They know they understand the writing on the wall, and they know that this can't continue without collapsing. And 2012 could be when all of the ingredients for this perfect storm come together. There's a lot of people out there that are really discouraged, and they're worried because they don't know what to do about it. I mean, this is a lot bigger than storing up 3 days worth of food for an earthquake or a hurricane. This is something a lot bigger than that. This is something that could change people's lives forever. This is why we call it Teotihuacan, the end of the world as we know it, or the way that we always knew it to be. And it's hard to wrap your mind around that. It's hard to think of something so severe and so dramatic taking place in this country that could change it in such a way that we may not even have a country. A lot of experts, a lot of analysts are predicting that the United States very well could collapse and fragment into what could eventually be various different governed regions or smaller countries. I don't want to see that. That's a scary thought, seeing my country go away. But it's something that that could be very real. It's happened to every other empire in history on the face of the earth. And we also know that, and we've said this before, none of them thought it would happen to them. So when if you know history and you see the signs and you see what's going to take place, if new regions emerge as smaller governed regions or countries, then what's going to emerge from that has every bit to do with the demographics of that area. The majority almost always will prevail. Their political views, their values, their ideals that will surface to the top through the leadership, especially if you have representative leadership as opposed to a dictator or an autocratic type of government. So in order to have a say in that, you want to try to surround yourself and shore up the numbers, increase the demographics of those who hold the same values and beliefs as you do. That's what the American Redoubt is all about. That's why people are moving to this region. Even people who don't even know what the American Redoubt is are moving here. We hear from them all the time. They're like, hey, we moved here for the exact reasons you're talking about, and we didn't even know anything about the American Redoubt. And that's what this is about, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. What is the American Redoubt? And what is Radio Free Redoubt? And how does all that play a role? And that's what we're going to get into in the next segment. Now, one thing that I wanted to bring up, you may have noticed some differences in our, some subtle changes in our broadcast schedule. What we did is we set up a separate page, and it's titled Broadcast Schedule. And when you click on that, you'll see that we've added quite a few more segments to the broadcast program. And that's going to start airing at 3 p.m. And today it's been airing since 3 p.m. And we've started off with a couple of episodes of old-time radio. I love old-time radio. It is something that's very nostalgic, and I enjoy it. Also, a lot of you have contacted us saying how much you've enjoyed some of the old-time radio shows that we've aired in the past. So we're going to start doing that as kind of a structured, scheduled programming. And we're going to start, of course, off with Dragnet. That's a favorite. Gunsmoke, one of my favorites. Escape. Cloak and Dagger, which is stories about the OSS behind enemy lines, part of the underground, the resistance. A lot of Cloak and Dagger spy type adventures. And those are a lot of fun to listen to. Dimension X. And, you know, I was talking to my dad a couple of weeks ago, and I was talking to him about this, adding some of these different old-time radio shows to our broadcasting program, the schedule. And he grew up listening to the Green Hornet. And he was talking about sitting around the radio with his brothers and sisters when they were kids. And this is, you know, in the 50s. And they'd listen to these different adventures. And it wasn't old-time radio to them. This was cutting-edge stuff. This was good stuff. But it gave to them what I think television's taken away, and that's your ability to use your imagination. Or it forces you to use your imagination. When you're laying there listening to these adventures, and it's all radio, you just close your eyes and you can just imagine what the environment's like and what they're seeing, what they're doing, what the characters look like. And you can fill in those blanks in your own mind using your imagination. And they're a lot of fun. So anyway, based on a lot of the feedback that we've gotten from you out there, we're going to continue to do that. But we're also going to be expanding into some of the other podcasts that are really relevant to some of the political issues that we're faced with today. Some of you have been listening to those from earlier on. We put on the Gun Owners News Hour. That's hosted by Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. And they are dealing with cutting-edge issues of real pertinent Second Amendment and gun owner issues that affect us as Americans, but also for our international listening audience. They cover a lot of, they do touch on gun ownership, gun rights issues, even from other countries, and tie that into how it affects us as Americans. Some of the United Nations small arms treaty items that's being pushed for affects everybody, regardless of where you live. But they do a good job over there at Gun Owners News Hour covering these different issues. We're going to be broadcasting those for you. Also, we have Radio Free Washington, which is from the Freedom Foundation. And they deal with, Washington, that's Washington State. They deal with a lot of issues out of Olympia. And so that directly affects a lot of you listeners in Eastern Washington, because so much legislation that comes out of Olympia affects you living in Eastern Washington, which is in the American Redoubt. But a lot of the issues that they affect all of us as Americans, as patriots, as people who love freedom. We love liberty. We love what America is supposed to stand for. And so they tackle those issues. And I want to encourage you to go and check those out. We got permission from ACN, which is the American Christian Network, to air those, including Tom Reed's personal radio column titled Seems to Me. And he does a really good job. He gets into some of the issues that concern all of us from a Christian perspective, from a patriot perspective. And he has some great interviews over there. Just does a great job. He's the station manager, CEO of the American Christian Network. And so I just want to encourage you to support them. They have several affiliates over in, let's see, they got a couple in Spokane that can be heard in all across North Idaho at 6:30 a.m. on the dial there. And on the FM side, on 106.5, they also have affiliates in Tri-Cities, Walla Walla, Northeast Oregon, Wenatchee, Moses Lake, and Yakima. So they kind of handle that western side of the American Redoubt, and they do a really good job. So I want to encourage you to listen to some of that programming, check out some of that programming, and support that. Now, speaking of issues, this is about the point in the show where we bring you the news and commentary from my perspective. But we are not going to do that this week. We're going to resume that next week. And we're going to talk about some of the issues today instead, during this time period, a little bit about some of the postings from this week. And we have a posting from that will take you over to shtfplan.com, which is Schumer Hits the Fan plan.com. And we have references there in our highlights and references posting for today. And they have a link to a PDF file that's titled Survival Guide for Citizens in Revolution. And that is posted by the Anonymous, which is a hacker group that's been involved pretty heavily in the Occupy movement. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that and then a couple of other things right after the break. So don't go away. This is John Jacob Schmidt, and you're listening to Radio Free Redoubt, the voice of the American Redoubt. We'll be right back.
Mark Twain shared this insight. He said, "In the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man, brave, hated, and scorned. When his cause succeeds, however, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot." He's right. But now, more than ever, we cannot afford brave patriots to be a scarcity. They must be found in abundance. There may soon come a time when being a patriot without cost will be all but impossible. I'm Violet Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Across America, the police state is growing. If you are in law enforcement or in the military and you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot who took your oath to protect and defend the Constitution seriously, and you see training and indoctrination that supports the police state, notify Radio Free Redoubt at once so we can inform others. You can do this confidentially. Your email and any other information will never be made public without your permission. Remember, if you see something, say something.
Don't forget to check out the videos page, found by clicking on the videos tab on the blog. You'll find useful and informative videos about our American heritage, as well as issues of today. Also, if you feel led, please financially support the organizations and ministries that produce the video so they can continue keeping us informed.
Welcome back from the break. This is John Jacob Schmidt, and you are listening to Radio Free Redoubt, the voice of the American Redoubt. And this is the safe haven and refuge for God-fearing, liberty-loving American patriots that are fleeing the coming collapse. And all the writing's on the wall. All the warnings are there. And only a fool would keep going on and ignore the warnings and fail to find refuge. Okay, we are getting into segment two. And I want to continue with my thought. I didn't get to really complete my thought and a message to new listeners. So the new listeners, if you listen to any one single broadcast of Radio Free Redoubt, you're going to miss the full context of the message that we're trying to send through. Every single broadcast has small messages and nuances to them that helps put the whole thing into its proper context, the whole movement, the American Redoubt movement. And so I want to encourage you to go back and take the time to listen to the previous broadcasts. And you can do that by going to, they're all uploaded in MP3 files on the internet, and you can go to our Podbean site, and that's at www.radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com. Now, there's another couple ways you can get to the Podbean site. You can scroll down to our Podbean player on the right side of the blog, about halfway down, and that has all of our previous shows uploaded to it. You can just scroll through that menu and click on any of them, or you can play those at the Podbean site by, and that will allow you to pause it or forward through and things like that. And on that little Podbean player there on the right, you'll see an icon that says website. Click on that, and that'll take you straight to Podbean. Of course, all of our highlights and resources pages, postings for each show, at the top of that has a player that you can listen to that show right there on radiofreeredoubt.blogspot.com. Or you can click on a link and go to Podbean. And then what you can do is put that in your favorites. Go back to it as often as you want. And you can download that by clicking on the little download icon underneath each episode there at the Podbean site. So those of you that are on the go, a lot of you are not able to listen on Sunday evening. Some of you that are overseas or you have work schedules, different reasons why you can't listen to the show, the live broadcast show on Sunday evenings. So I know a lot of you download those onto your computers or your iPods and listen to those during the week. So go back and listen to those. And what you can do is go to the bottom of the blog and look at previous postings. And what you want to look for is highlights and resources postings for the different weeks. And that has a lot of videos attached. It has a lot of resources attached. And you'll find, if you want to look for something specific, for example, martial law, police state, those kind of, you know, topical type of searches, look for the shows that are titled with whatever title you're interested in. Open up that resources and highlights page. And then if you're interested, you can go to the Podbean player and listen to that and or download that entire broadcast. So that's going to help you get the whole context of the message that we're trying to send through here, or send through the airwaves and the internet to you. Now, before I didn't really finish my thought on this anonymous PDF file. First, I want to say that we don't necessarily agree with this hacker group, Anonymous, their methods, their goals, whatever they are. They seem to really gravitate toward the Occupy movement, which we perceive as a socialist and even a communist movement to try to bring our country down, to try to topple our country, much like what we've seen overseas in the last year. We've seen several countries, several regimes be overthrown. And what we see taking place there is they're overthrowing evil dictators, but they're replacing them a lot of times with the Muslim Brotherhood. And George Soros and other people see the collapse of America on the horizon. We really believe that they have their targets set on America, a deliberate, intentional move to try to destroy what is a beacon of light and hope to the rest of the world, and something that's representative of true freedom and liberty that people are scratching, clawing, and fighting to get to. That's America. And we believe that for this globalist agenda to take place that is communistic, it's socialistic, it's globalistic, in order for them to really be able to carry out their goals and their plans, they have to destroy America. And that's what they're trying to do. And we believe that the Occupy movement, or the useful idiots in the Occupy movement, are being used or will be used in the future to facilitate that. So it appears that Anonymous is very much involved, or has his fingers in the Occupy movement. But they did put out the PDF file, A Survival Guide for Citizens in Revolution. And there's a lot of things that they covered, signs of coming unrest, how to deal with riots and violence if you're caught, if you find yourself caught up in the middle of that. It has sections on first aid, on food and water concerns, and so on. So even though we don't believe or we're not on the same level with them politically, we don't share the same views, there could be some very useful information in there, because they're very revolution type of oriented mindset. And since this country could be hurled into a revolution, there could be some information that could be useful for all of us. And I haven't gotten a chance to read all the way through that, but so far, just with anything, there's always little nuggets and pieces of information that you can glean from it. And I wanted to pass that along to you. Another article that I posted was a reference from Codgerville. This is a new blog that's been set up, and I really like the guy. He's really level-headed, educated, and he puts a lot of thought into his writings. And so I reposted that and put links to his blog. So hit his blog, support him, and let him see the numbers pop up there. He did send me an email saying that he was very thankful for referring people to his blog. He's trying to get it up off the ground. And just he's another voice out there, a voice of reason, apparently, so far. And he listed 15 things that are decisions that you may have to make in 2012. He talks about financial collapse, which right now appears to be inevitable. What if the United States suffers from the initial stages of hyperinflation? What if we go to war with Iran? What if you're in the military and you're ordered to do things that violate the oath that you took? There's a lot of information. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I want you to read it yourself and go to his blog. And I only put a partial posting on there from his article, because I want you to go to his blog and I want you to read the rest of it in full. But put a lot of thought into some things, some decisions that we're going to have to make in 2012. But I added another thought to that. A lot of these are decisions you need to be making now, because what's coming, it appears to be at the point now where it's all going to come to fruition over this next year. So anyway, I want you to just read up on that. One thing he does, though, he ends the article with, "Do I have all the answers for you?" No, you know better than that. That's a pretty smart statement to put in there. Because right now, what we see is a lot of people saying, "I see danger. Tell me what to do." But the problem with that is, if you get caught in that rut of looking to everyone else for answers, your situation is unique. I get questions all the time from people saying, "Where in the Redoubt should I move?" I can't answer that for you. When you come to the New American Redoubt, and James Rawls has mentioned this before, and I've mentioned this before, it takes a lot of research on your part to find the community that's right for you, based on what your career field is or the new career that you're planning to go into, because maybe you were in construction and that's fallen apart because that's not working out very good. You want to go into the medical field. Well, then you need to move to a community that has a good school that's teaching the new trade that you want to get into. A lot of people, actually, because of the oil boom right now in the Dakotas, they're buying property in the American Redoubt, but they're working in the Dakotas. There's a lot of money to be made there right now. But you also don't have to go through major cities and too much of occupied America to get to the American Redoubt. And so you need to find a plan and research the location that fits your family. Don't plan on other people making all the decisions for you. You have to make decisions. You have to make them now. Now, there's another article I'm not going to get too much into. It was posted by survivalmom.com, and it's talking about the skinny on getting your ham license. It's kind of a how-to. And the reason why I want to redirect you to that, because I thought it was really a worthwhile read. And also yesterday on survivalblog.com, someone posted a article referencing getting your ham license. And I'm going to cover prepper communications more in depth next week. So I would consider that kind of a primer. Now, I'm not pushing for everybody getting their ham licenses. Some of you do not want to get your ham licenses for various personal reasons, and I understand that. But for those of you that do, I want to encourage you to do that. And if you don't want to get your ham license, then I encourage you to get something that can at least receive ham radio traffic for a lot of reasons that I'm going to get into next week. So check those out at your leisure during the week if you haven't done so already. Also, we want to hear feedback from you. We'd love getting your letters of encouragement, of suggestions, ideas for future shows and topics and things like that that you'd like to hear. We're very responsive. I try to get back to everybody's letters. Sometimes I have a difficult time getting back as quick as I would like to. And in fact, there's a couple of you who have gone to the ARN, American Redoubt Network, signed up, sent an email saying, "I'm a redoubter," with the information on there that we ask you to provide. Of course, all your personal information is kept confidential. But if you have not received the welcome to the ARN letter, and you haven't seen your information, your call sign posted on the ARN member directory, that's because I have not been able to get to it yet. But I'm working on that. So please be patient. Thank you for your patience. Okay, this is a new year, so I think it was just appropriate that we kind of start things off reintroducing the American Redoubt and Radio Free Redoubt, because, like I said, there's so many new listeners now. A lot of you have not gone back and listened to the previous 25 broadcasts. You haven't been following the blog and reading articles that are relevant to those of us living in the American Redoubt and those of you who are trying to get here, or those of you who are out there in areas that will one day possibly emerge as redoubts, like the Texas Redoubt, the Appalachian Redoubt, and the Adirondack Redoubt. There are several of you that are starting to drift toward that way of thinking because you don't feel like you can get out of the area that you're in, and that's understandable. So what is the American Redoubt? Well, I want to point you back to James Rawls' article. James Rawls, we interviewed a couple of weeks ago. He started it all with an article called The American Redoubt, A Call to Move to the Mountain States. And I'm not going to get into that. I did the very first show, the very first broadcast, week one, The American Redoubt, how it all started. That was the title of the show. And you need to go through and read that. But what the American Redoubt is a demographic shift of patriots, people who love what America stood for, people who see danger coming to this country. They want to move to an area where they can be surrounded with other people that who the majority are like-minded with them. They believe in honoring God. They believe in America that the founding fathers envisioned. And there's so many places around the country right now that are bastions of socialism, communism, where people, despite the fact that there are no longer any funds to pay for all these social programs, they still keep screaming for more. And there are riots taking place, and there will be more, and they're going to get more violent. The more the government has to announce, just like they did in Greece and Ireland and several other countries around the world in the last year, we can't afford this anymore. So when all this blows up, there's a lot of people that love America and Americanism that don't want to be in Chicago or Los Angeles or Tulsa when all of this collapses. So they're moving to the American Redoubt, which is a very strongly conservative region. Now, a couple of weeks ago, when I interviewed James Rawls, I had run an article that he wrote a week before that called Taking the Gap. Taking the Gap is another way of saying, make your move. Take the gap. Make your move to the American Redoubt and do it quickly. Because quite frankly, we're out of time. Now, I agree with James Rawls. I've been a follower of Survival Blog for a long time. Welcome, Survival Bloggers. Fellow Survival Bloggers, by the way. Now, James Rawls and I see eye to eye on a lot of things. But no two people believe, no two people agree on all issues. The one place where we differ is that he does not want to see it become a real formalized movement. He just wants it to be this quiet shifting of a demographic, which is primarily Christian, and patriots, and people who are prepared, who are self-reliant, to move to a region of the United States. Now, I would agree, and this is already happening before the American Redoubt even came into existence, but we're at the point now where we are out of time. For what's happening in this country, if you're going to make your move, if you're going to take the gap, you need to expedite your plans because we have very little time left. So I don't think that there's any way for the American Redoubt to build the momentum that is going to be needed if it's not somewhat formalized. It has to be more than just a quiet, under the surface thing that's just kind of happening where people move to the American Redoubt. And that's what inspired me to start Radio Free Redoubt, is to promote the American Redoubt as envisioned by James Rawls, and which is embraced by hundreds and hundreds of people, possibly into the thousands. We have a large and growing listenership and followership. James Rawls has a followership of hundreds of thousands, And he is very influential. And there are a lot of people that are moving here as a result of that. Another one is Chuck Baldwin. And Chuck Baldwin, also with a huge followership, has announced his move to the American Redoubt. And he responded in an article to James Rawls' call to move to the American Redoubt. And that article is also posted on Radio Free Redoubt's blog. If you go to American Redoubt Articles, click on that tab, and you'll see Chuck Baldwin's article that's in response to James Rawls' article. All of these are in support of the American Redoubt. Some people say that it may or may not work, but one thing that James Rawls said at the end of his article was this. He said, I am hopeful that it is in God's providential will to extend his covenantal blessing to the American Redoubt. And even if God has withdrawn his blessing from our nation as a whole, he will continue to provide for and to protect his remnant. Pray and meditate on Psalm 91 daily. And I agree with that. Now, from a Christian perspective, which I have, biblically speaking, whenever God's people has turned away from God, he's allowed judgment to fall on his people. And oftentimes they are overran by their enemies. They are allowed to go into bondage, where God will lift his hand of protection from his people when they turn away from him. And then it's a bad day for his people. And in this country, which was founded by godly men, we have benefited from the blessings of the founding fathers who founded this country and who honored God in doing it. And as a nation, we've turned our backs on God. And if the United States and God's people in this country, if God is going to be consistent, then that means our country could be in a lot of trouble and very soon. Now, some of you get really kind of edgy when the God thing gets brought up. I just had a conversation with a friend of mine a couple of days ago who said that he works with an atheist. The guy claims to be an atheist. He has listened to Radio Free Redoubt several times. He really likes the concept and he likes the idea. Now, he wants to be around Christians and he likes Christians, but he doesn't want to be one. And he told this friend of mine that he just doesn't feel like he would be really, he feels like with all this mention of God and Christian views that he wouldn't feel welcome here in the American Redoubt. That's the part that makes him uncomfortable. And so I've addressed this before. I'm just going to touch on this again real quick right after the break because I want to put your mind at ease. And I also want to address something that tied in with that. So stay with us. We're going to take a short break and then we'll be right back. This is Radio Free Redoubt. We are broadcasting from the heart of the American Redoubt.
This is Matt Shea with your daily news commentary, the way I see it. As many of you know, I, along with many of my Republican colleagues, introduced a series of state sovereignty bills. They would opt Washington State out of a nationalized healthcare system and also out of a national cap-and-trade program and protect the right to bear arms through the Washington Firearms Freedom Act. The Democrat response? The Speaker pro tem of the House claimed Republicans wanted to, quote, lead Washington out of the Union. Local Senator Chris Maher even inferred to a group of constituents that Republicans are racist. The Spokesman Review said that discussing the constitutional boundaries of the federal government is a waste of time. Really. The problem is, we haven't been talking enough about the Constitution and the basic principles that made this nation great. State sovereignty is, in fact, about keeping the nation together and fighting Democrat attempts to destroy small business through bigger government. But the bigger point here is that the president and Democrats like Senator Chris Maher have created a cloud of fear that is overshadowing this country. Businesses are afraid to build new factories, buy new equipment, or hire new employees because of the uncertainty surrounding what new regulations, mandates, and taxes are going to come out of Washington, D.C. and Olympia. The people are afraid of proposed assault weapons ban and the rationing of ammunition, or being labeled traitors for believing what the Constitution says or believing that it means what it says. Fear and anxiety are everywhere. State sovereignty, on the other hand, is about hope. If the federal government would just get out of the way and stay in its constitutionally designed box, we would be free to fix our own problems right here in Washington. If we need to fear anything, it's the notion that more socialism is going to solve our economic crisis. Instead, we should look to 2 Chronicles 7:14 for the answer. At least, that's the way I see it. This is Matt Shea. Thank you for listening.
Are you a licensed ham operator? If so, the American Readout Movement needs your help. To support the mission of keeping the American Readout connected in a Teotihuacan situation, Radio Free Readout is working on a project to build a network of patriotic, amateur radio operators who consider themselves readouters. Your skills will be critical in rebuilding and advancing the American Readout Movement after Teotihuacan. Please email us at radiofreereadout@gmail.com to find out how you can partner with Radio Free Readout in this critical and time-sensitive project. Your input and ideas are greatly appreciated. Thank you, ham operators, for what you do.
We are eternally grateful to all our heroes, past and present, who have sworn to protect and defend our nation and our Constitution. Thank you for keeping your word. Thank you, Oath Keepers.
Please remember to support local businesses whenever you have a choice, especially support Patriot-owned businesses. This will strengthen the American Readout. Look for businesses that advertise in conservative publications or in church or Christian business directories. Of course, we all need accountability, so don't neglect to check references and get competing bids when appropriate.
I love the liberty found in the spirit of America, and that's why I love America. But what do I have left when the liberty vanishes from America? It is just soil, like the soil that can be found anywhere else on earth. Benjamin Franklin said, "Where liberty is, there is my country." And 2 Corinthians 3:17 states, "Now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." Well, that's interesting. Now, put the two together. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And where liberty is, there is my country. Did you really think removing God from this nation would come without a price? I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
You're listening to John Jacob Schmidt on Radio Free Readout.
And it goes a little something like this.
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Free Readout, and we are broadcasting from the heart of the American Readout. This is John Jacob Schmidt, your host. Thanks for being with us. It is an honor to have you out there and to call you all Redoubters and Patriots. And our prayers continue to go out to those of you caught out there in occupied territory, wherever you may be. Right before we left for the break, we were talking about a friend of mine who has a coworker who claims to be an atheist. Now, this guy loves Christians. He likes being around Christians. He likes the American Readout concept, but feels that they just would not be welcome because he is an atheist. Okay. If you are not a Christian, nobody's going to kick you out of the American Readout. Okay. If you're conservative and you love liberty and you're an American patriot, you're socially, economically, politically conservative, and you consider yourself to be a patriot, and you're a self-described atheist, nobody's gonna take you to the border and throw you and your bags across the border. That's not what this is about. Now, one thing I do want you to understand though, whether you believe it or not, the reason why you've reaped the benefits of the blessings of this nation is because of the godly men who honored God in everything they did when they formed this country. And we're all blessed because of that. But that blessing is about ready to run out because this nation has turned its back on God. And I can't find very many examples. I can't find any examples where a nation turned its back on God and he continued to bless that country. And some people argue that that's what's coming to America is God's judgment or the removing of his hand of protection and blessing from this country. And there's a lot of enemies out there that want to destroy us. So our hope by coming to the American Redoubt is that God will bless his remnant and protect us from what's coming to this country. You can't separate the two. You can't say, I want Americanism, I want freedom, I want liberty, but don't bring the God thing up. This whole Christian thing, you know, that's got to go. This is a package deal. Without Christ, there is no liberty. I'm sorry to say it, but it's not. Not lasting. Nothing's going to last. And so if you do live in the American Redoubt and you want to continue pretending that there's no God, and if the Lord does bless the American Redoubt and protect his remnant, you're going to reap the benefits once again. Because the only thing that's going to protect something like the American Redoubt is going to be supernatural. It's going to be a blessing from God. You can't separate the two. So, why do we have the American Redoubt? And why do we have Radio Free Redoubt? Well, we already talked about why the American Redoubt exists. And that inspired Radio Free Redoubt. Radio Free Redoubt is here to encourage and inform, to help organize, connect, and equip people who want to come to the American Redoubt. Now, when I say equip, I'm like, we want to give you information and resources, like, for example, the Raise Up a Child resources to help you. That's the next generation. That's worth investing in. To give you alternatives to the public schools, which in my opinion are indoctrination facilities that are destroying our country. That's what they're doing. They're going after the youth. Just like Lenin said he would. He said, give me the children. The next generation, they'll be mine. And that's what's happening. So what we did, the first thing that we did is form the project called the CH3 Project. This, the Channel 3 on your main communications, which is CBs, FRS, and MERS. Now, those are the communications you do not have to have a license to operate. And they're extremely common. There wasn't a system out there for connecting preppers, redoubters. Now, there are some prepper networks that are trying to standardize communications, and we've listed those on the blog, and those should be incorporated into your communication plan. But as far as redoubters, people living in the American Redoubt, the first step was the CH3 project. That way, if you're traveling on the road, you have a breakdown in your community, you can get on that radio, you can call out using that CH3 program and try to contact somebody who's of like mind. Now, the other side to that is the AMRON project, or the American Redoubt Operators Network. Now, you do not have to have a license to operate a CB or FRS radios or MERS radios. But the people with the information, those are your ham operators. Those guys can talk to people around the world, across the country, across the American Redoubt, and across their own communities. There's no link that previously existed between ham operators and non-ham operators. So we have ham operators and we have relays who have volunteered to sign on to AMRON, and we're going to talk about this more in depth next week. And that's the link between the ham operators, the people with the information, and information is vital in a collapse situation. And now those guys will be able to broadcast information and updates to the people who are using the CH3 program. And this just maximizes the effects of using all of these communications together, because so far there's been this wall, this big brick wall between ham operators and people who are not ham operators. But there's a lot of preppers out there, a lot of patriots out there who aren't ham operators. So now you can communicate among each other and with each other in a down situation. Those frequency sets are not being used on a day-to-day basis. That's put in place for an emergency situation. So that was the first step, is just getting people to be able to communicate and connected with one another if something goes down, where we lose internet, where we lose cell phone services. So look into that, learn more on that. The reason why we're doing this is twofold. One, it's a demographic shift. And then that's the best case scenario. The worst case scenario is a post-collapse situation. And that's why we have those two reasons why we have the American Redoubt. Okay, so let's talk about the demographic shift first. Let's say, best case scenario, America's not going to collapse. This is just a temporary slump in our economy, and that we're recovering. And in 6 months, 2 years, whatever, we're going to be on the outside of it, and we'll be recovering. That takes care of the economic problem. We still have a social problem. So what we're trying to do is increase the demographic shift of conservative, patriot-minded people into the Inland Pacific Northwest area so that we will have the numbers to elect elected officials who represent our views and our values to protect and restore America as we know it, at least on a regional level. That's the best case scenario. The worst case scenario would be if what people are saying, and we're headed toward a collapse socially, politically, and economically. Afterward, there's going to have to be a rebuilding that takes place. And when you rebuild, what comes out the other side of that, when that phoenix rises up out of the ashes, a new society will form. And it's going to be reflective of the majority of the people in a region. If some people, now this is worst case scenario, and that's where the United States completely fragments and breaks up, and smaller republics emerge, where the United States could be 2, 3, 4, 5 different smaller countries. Do you want socialism ruling you again, right out the gate? Be like living in Russia right after the Bolshevik Revolution. Or do you want to live in an area that reflects your American ideals? That's a worst case scenario, but it's also a scenario that more and more analysts are looking at as a very strong potential outcome. And if we want to have some control over what emerges, we need to be proactive. And so those of you that are in leadership right now, or those of you who have the ear of someone in leadership, you need to start thinking about this now. You need to start thinking about the rebuilding process. And there is leadership out there that's starting to consider this. And they're starting to brainstorm. And we're in contact with some of them. They're thinking, if this whole thing collapses, we need to start thinking about the rebuilding process now. And that leadership has to have the same values. If you're in leadership somewhere out there, be thinking about this. You will have a role in the rebuilding in the American Redoubt if it comes to that. And if the economy just smooths out and things, we start climbing out of this, then we're going to have social things to deal with, and then we're going to need leadership in place that will help us restore Americanism, at least regionally, and leadership that won't compromise. So start identifying those leaders now, because we're going to have to tap into those people. They have connections. They know people. They know how the system works. Now, one thing I want to make very clear, this is what the American Redoubt is not. The American Redoubt Network is not, or the movement, is not a secessionist movement. Now, for all of you agents out there that are listening, pay close attention, lean closer to the speaker. The American Redoubt movement is not a secessionist movement. Okay? Put that in your notes. You're wasting your time by sitting there listening to Radio Free Redoubt, waiting for something to be said so you can point and say, aha, okay, this is a demographic shift of people who love Americans. And you need to think about the oath you took before you start trying to hang other Americans. And you better start thinking about what side you want to be on now. This is not a call for armed revolution. We're not at that point. But I have to say, we're not at that point yet. It is our duty to resist tyranny. And we need to be prepared to do that. And I think we need to resist tyranny through peaceful means first. And then if all other means are exhausted, then I believe in resisting tyranny by force if necessary. It's our duty. Jefferson said that. He said resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. It's what the Founding Fathers said. We wouldn't have this country if people were not willing to resist tyranny by force. And we may be faced with that prospect again. We need to think about that. But right now, that's not what our main focus is. And we have a new year ahead of us, and we're going to be talking about some things that will hopefully help equip you to move to the redoubt, to make a choice on where to move to. We're going to be talking about hands-on prepper type of information, such as communications. Next week, we're going to be talking specifically about communications for preppers and redoubters, that way of communicating with one another, with ham operators. For ham operators, communicating with American Redoubt Network members, for communicating with our leadership, types of communications, all of that. So what we're going to be getting into next week. So I want you to make sure you set the time aside to listen to next week's show. Also, I want to encourage you to spread the word to your like-minded friends and family about the American Redoubt movement and Radio Free Redoubt. It's really important. Because what we're headed for in this country is going to change everything. And the more people you have on board, the stronger the chance we're going to have of preserving our American values and our heritage and our ideals. But that's not going to work if you don't spread the word. So post links on your blogs, on your Facebook page, talk to your friends, talk to your like-minded friends. This seems like pretty radical stuff until you start thinking about, I thought this was pretty radical. Then I started thinking, wow, our country is going down the drain and I'm going to go right down with it. But see, the American Redoubt movement is a message of hope. This is a way to actually preserve my beliefs and my values, to be surrounded by other like-minded people. And I don't want you to get caught up and think that the American Redoubt is the end-all refuge. You need to remember that God is our refuge. Psalm 46, 1 through 4 specifically says God is our refuge. It says God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give away and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, Selah. So in other words, no matter what happens around you, no matter how turbulent and crazy things get in the world, God is your refuge and strength. You can't have the American Redoubt as your refuge and strength if you're not looking at God, who's the true refuge. You can't separate the two. You can't, or it's not going to work. So anyway, I'm going to wrap this up. I want you to make sure you join us next week. We talk about communications. It's really important. We're going to be adding a lot of resources throughout the week, and we're going to be kind of focusing more toward the communication side of things, and I'm going to be preparing for that. Really want to hear back from you, your feedback and suggestions and ideas, and thank you so much for your support and your prayers. So with that, you have a blessed week. And may the Lord just continue to bless your plans for preparing for the coming times. And we'll look forward to seeing you next Sunday or talking to you next Sunday. Be with us then. You've been listening to Radio Free Redoubt, the voice of the American Redoubt. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. Good night.